In today's episode, we're going to talk about seller financing. I'm going to give you some tips in three areas. First of all, what type of seller will sell to you on seller financing? What type of homeowner is that? Who are these people? Then where can you find a list of these sellers? And then we jump into examples of how to put together a creative win-win seller financing deal. Seller finance is the cream of the crop when it comes to creative real estate. Okay. And you've got a very specific group of people that are going to sell on seller finance. And kind of that's it. You know, kind of, you're not really going to talk the average Joe into selling on seller finance. Does that make sense? When you're looking for seller finance deals, your biggest market is, I'm going to tell you what they're going to be. Number one, properties that have been listed, like Alex said, for over 100 days. You've got, in those scenarios, you've got a chance for seller financing, but you've got a strong chance for to take over their mortgage subject to. Okay. The second one is you've got people who you know are businessmen and women. Let's say if they own buildings, if they own a fairly sizable construction company, if they own a car dealership, if they are a dentist, if they are a doctor, if they are a CPA, they are a professional, it's very likely that they have a lot of money in the stock market and they understand the concept of making interest, right? They understand, and also they're not broke. So someone who is a business owner is a very strong candidate that they will sell or finance to you. The next group of people is going to be retired people because they're very similar to the businessmen and women. Now, the thing is, nowadays we could filter and pull, we can find these people very easily. You could pull a list of retired people, all right? So retired people, if they're selling, if they want to move, you've got a good chance of a seller finance deal. Because 9 times out of 10, they don't need the money today. They have money in the stock market or in some kind of a retirement account. They understand the importance of making interest. They already understand the importance of getting monthly payments. And for them, one big carrot is that they won't have to pay capital gains tax, okay, on all that money if they sell right now. So if their CPA is worth their salt, a retired person is only going to pay taxes on the money they bring in that year. So if you're paying them $1,000 a month, it's $12,000 a year instead of $250,000 where they got to pay taxes on all that. That's a carrot. In other words, that's something that you bring up to them when you're trying to make a deal and you're negotiating. So that's three groups of people. The fourth one, and the strongest by far, the biggest one, is going to be tired landlords. In fact, every seller finance deal that I have got under contract has been from this group. And when I'm dealing with a tired landlord, I don't even make a cash offer. I'm not buying it cash. They've been renting for all these years. They're so used to taking monthly payments. They're going to sell to me seller finance or I'm not buying. Unless, I mean, they give me some crazy deal. You know, 50 cents on the dollar or something, maybe we'll talk. But for the most part, I'm going to be offering seller finance and I'm going to work with them to find a win-win. Now, they always say no at first. Every group of these people typically are always going to say no. If a real estate answers the phone and they say maybe, when they call up their seller's probably going to say no at first. You got to keep talking. So we put a duplex under contract on seller financing. Y'all have heard me talk about this property before. I've since sold it. But the guy originally wanted $185,000 for it, all cash. So we started talking, started negotiation. So we eventually got him to agree to $165,000, I think with $20,000 down, 5-year balloon, no interest. Well, after me going, sent a home inspector out there looking at the property, I had some fishy feelings about the plumbing. So I sent a, I had a gut check and I sent a, someone to run a scope down the plumbing line. The plumbing line was cracked and broken. There were some issues with the property. So we ended up, our final negotiation was $145,000. Okay. Seller financed over, it's a basically, we just agreed on a note. He wanted $1,000 a month. Originally, we got him down to $750 a month, okay, with only $10,000 down. And that's the deal that we actually closed. So you see how far it could come from where they want it at the beginning to where you can get it to? If you take all the steps and you just keep talking and you stay involved, you don't ghost people, you answer the phone calls when they call, you respond to their text messages, you give them reasons. You give them reasons to sell to you by not by your words, not by your mouth, but by your actions, by showing consistency and that you're a person of character. And an older person who has had tenants and they've been a landlord, they can see very quickly that you are a person of character and that you're going to honor your word and so forth. And they're going to be happy to do business with you. Okay. You know how to find a tired landlord list. You can use PropStream. We looked at one yesterday called PropHawk, Batch Leads. Okay, I'm throwing out these software names for you. REI, if you research REI List, which stands for Real Estate Investor, you're going to be able to find a whole bunch of them on Google. There's also people who pull the list for you, vet the list, and you can buy a vetted list. You can find them on Facebook. So I've got people hitting me up all the time trying to sell me lists that they vetted, that they've done tons of research on, that they believe is a really good list. And it's not that much. I mean, these are reasonable prices. So you can find a list and then you got to get to work on it. You just got to do them and be consistent. I want y'all to remember something. Put it down deep in your heart and your soul and your mind. We're doing what's called creative finance, okay? We're in the creative real estate space. We're the artist of the world when it comes to real estate, okay? You've got the hard-nosed real estate agents and the hard-nosed real estate attorneys and all the people who just do things by the book, the mortgage companies, right? We're not them. We're outside of that. And in a lot of ways, we know a hell of a lot more than they do about how to do real estate. Why am I saying that? Because when you're putting together a seller finance deal, you can make it up. You just have to find a way to make a win-win between your needs and the seller needs. Let me give you an example. Your seller says they want interest, but if you pay the interest that they want, let's say they want 5% interest. You want cash flow. What can you do in that situation? What you could do is you could calculate all the interest that you will pay over the length of that balloon payment. Let's say that you have a five-year balloon on a property at 5% interest. Okay. You calculate all the interest and then you write up the contract to where you're going to pay that interest all at one time when you refinance the property. You don't have to pay it every month, which means every month you're going to cash flow and put money in your pocket. That's the space we're in. We're in the space of creating winning situations. So you're able to give the seller what he wants. He wants the interest, but you're going to give it to him in a way that works for you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're ready to level up your real estate investing journey, go over to 90upchallenge.com. 90upchallenge.com, where we offer online courses, group coaching, and one-on-one coaching. We hope to see you there.